Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, and I mean everybody, including our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, the same way. And, of course, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, simply the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. And joining us from windy California, where they've got some Santa Ana winds that are kicked up there tonight, we've got the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Yay. It's not too cold, but it's getting there. So they're probably going to dash inside here in a minute. But that's the gang up on the porch. And we've got a fair amount of people that are here again in the hotels over here. I don't know what the heck's going on. It's keeping them around, but they're here. Maybe it's a low price. Well, it's not low, but low to them, maybe. Maybe it's a cheaper price of gasoline and stuff, plus it's a little bit warmer than where they came from.
Yeah, perhaps so.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we're going to start out with Donald Trump. Donald Trump yesterday gave a very powerful Thanksgiving message to his supporters. And it's led to more speculation of a Biden rematch in 2024. The only problem is most of us don't think Biden's going to be around to run in 2024 because he got this physical exam report back yesterday from his doctor. And the catchphrase at the end was, he's starting to show a little bit of aging since he's been in office.
Well, that's right. And, of course, what's also missing from that, Captain, is any kind of cognitive test, any kind of thing like that, which would help to quantify what we see on our screens when Joe Biden comes out to talk. But that being said, we see other articles and predictions of a possible rematch. But I think what the rematch is going to be, it's going to be the ideas that we were talking about living under prior to the 2020 election versus the continuation of what Joe Biden has brought about. And I think it's going to be a pretty easy choice for the American people.
Yeah, it's beginning to look that way, big time. Now, of course, our governor, Ron DeSantis, was once again chiding the Biden administration for, of all things, removing the communist rebels, the FARC group, from the terrorist watch list down there where Daniel Ortega has taken control of the government again.
Well, that's right. And he's saying that it's going to embolden terrorist groups, basically. You know, this administration, Captain, seems to constantly do things that seem to be the exact opposite of what common sense might say, or the exact opposite of what the American people might expect. And then they try to justify it all, but Governor DeSantis is rightly calling it out.
Yeah, well, they're supporting, once again, the hardcore communists, because Ortega, who, by the way, had been in prison and came out to run again for the presidency and got elected, there shouldn't be any surprise.
Well, of course not. Of course not. And we've been dealing with Daniel Ortega and so forth since back in the day, right? Back in the 80s, even with Reagan back then. And so, exactly. The funny thing is, and I don't mean hilarious funny, I mean funny strange, is that these communist and hardcore leftists, they always seem to try to come back around and dare I say, circle back to what they were trying to do before. And, you know, we have to repudiate them once again. And we'll continue to do that. We never tire of doing that.
Yeah, and we just had a comment in the chat room that I'm going to acknowledge because it makes kind of sense, and I know the answer to this. Jeff from Sarasota chimed in and said, interesting how most all other presidents aged in the White House. Trump seemed as though he was getting younger. Well, the reason for that is because Trump was having a great time and making it a fun job. Biden is being very serious, but he's not accomplishing anything.
Well, I think you're exactly right. And also, Captain, President Trump, he thrives, I think, on pressure. He thrives on
that's right.
on getting things done. And he has the unique perspective of most American presidents of, hey, wait a minute, we need to solve a problem and move on. You mean we got to keep these problems going forever? You know, I don't think Trump really, he couldn't really comprehend that when he got there. I think because he came from an industry where you have to solve problems or the building doesn't get built. And mm-hmm. so, but he ran into a political wall, as it were, on many of these things.
Oh, I hear the music coming up in my ear, so hold that thought. And caller, you hang on. We'll be right back to you. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce. We're coming right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and the caller on the line. We'll find out who that is. In the meantime, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with a lot more stuff. Mike Gallagher is going to take us to break.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com, the website, Mike Lindell's company. And don't forget that all you need to do is go over and check out the website, see all the different things they have on the home page, and you'll see the little promo codes with the prices and all that. And it says, with your promo code, the price is so-and-so and such and such. Well, the promo code is simple. It's always the word Captain. Captain is the promo code. Now, the other thing is, they have a second page that's got even deeper discounts, if that's possible, but it is. It's the Radio Listener Specials page. You click on the link for that, and again, you'll see a couple of dozen or more items there that are just insanely marked down in terms of price. And the promo code, again, will always be Captain. Now, if you want to call them on the phone and bypass the computer, talk to a live person who will be able to answer any questions you have, you can do that by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. So, MyPillow.com. And by the way, they've got plenty of stuff in stock. Perfect Christmas gifts there for a lot of different people that you know. That one I will assure you of. And the promo code will always be Captain. And the phone number is 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we have a caller on the line. It's Mike in Clearwater, so we're going to go right there. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. A couple of things, Kyle. Now, we talked about this all last year when all of this garbage was flaring up, but here's, once again, at the highest possible level, the Democrats have shown their hypocrisy. While we're sitting here grappling with high gas prices and through-the-roof grocery prices and through-the-roof rent and everything else that we have to deal with out here, Uncle Joe apparently decided to spend Thanksgiving at some multimillionaire's mansion.
No, billionaire.
Okay, well, I guess same difference. Whatever.
No, billionaire. A lot more money than a million.
So, right. But the thing is, you know, obviously this man is out of touch, right? While the people are suffering, he's in a lavish, posh, 30-something million dollar house.
Yep.
That they let him use to spend. So that's number one that I want you to comment on, Kyle. And number two, I get the sense that I go out on the street, and I can't tell you how many people I've run into waiting for a bus or just walking on the sidewalk that you get into a conversation, and they're like, well, I voted for Biden, but this is not what I signed up for. And then they're like, I wish that we could go back and do a do-over, because if I'd have known that it would have been this bad, you know, I may not necessarily like President Trump as a person, but he certainly did a lot better than what we're going through now. So do you think, and especially where you're at, Kyle, in heavily Democratic California, do you get a sense of buyer's remorse? Are people kind of thinking, yeah, we kind of got this one wrong, and now we're suffering the consequence? And thank you so much, Kyle.
All right. And, Kyle, before you start, I'm just going to say one thing. We told this entire audience when Joe Biden was running for the presidency what was going to happen. Said, mark my words, mark your words, all this stuff that's coming is going to create a backlash the likes of which we haven't seen in years, and here we are.
And here we are. That's because what Joe Biden, the way that he was marketed, the kindly old grandpa in the basement hiding out from COVID-19, he was going to unify the country, mm-hmm. and he was going to be a moderate.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to get away from the, quote, chaos of the Trump years and et cetera, et cetera. The adults, quote, unquote, would be back in the room again,
mm-hmm.
And on it went. But, of course, Captain, what we've got is the exact opposite of that. The
mm-hmm.
country is more divided. And we've got these far-left, you know, lunatic policies being done by President Biden. And then also to Mike's call, where you talked about Nantucket. Well, again, this is the notion of bad optics. Anybody in the White House, you know, and evidently, Captain, these are all very experienced people. They've been in politics and government for years and years, and they couldn't figure this out and see it coming. Of course it's bad optics, and I'll hearken back to another time of bad optics when George H.W. Bush was out running for president in 1992.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know how much a gallon of milk cost or how much socks cost, basically.
Nope.
So it showed that he was out of touch. At least that was the perception, and I think that particular thing helped greatly to cement that notion in the voters' minds, whereas you had Bill Clinton, who had a much better time of identifying with folks across the highways and byways. So,
sure.
So, but this is, again, also, I think, a disconnect. I don't think that the Biden people care much how people feel that he went to Nantucket. They just don't care.
Well, you're right. And the comments that they're coming out with is they're trying to spin the inflation that we're in by saying, well, it's a good thing. It's not that bad. It's a good thing because we're spending our way out of the problems we're in, and we'll be out of this soon, and we'll be back to normal and this, that, and the other. Oh, no, we won't.
No, we won't. This is just as ridiculous as Pete Buttigieg coming out and saying, President Biden is so successful that we have hundreds of ships off the coast that can't be unloaded. You know, it's that kind of strange logic that's not even really logic. It's just a line that they're giving, and they expect us to believe it.
Now, Senator Elizabeth Warren, she's another one in this boat. She blasted the U.S. oil producers for exporting fuel ahead of winter.
Well, that's
because we're going to have a fuel shortage when it comes to heating oil for people to try to keep their houses warm. Well, that's not because we're exporting oil. We've been exporting oil all the time. It's because they cut back on the pipeline and on our production.
Well, do you see where she's trying to force the issue here, or at least lay the blame? And that is, you begin to cripple the oil industry.
Look at yourself, Elizabeth.
Well, exactly. But you begin to cripple the energy capacity and production in this country. And then you go after the big, bad corporations. And because her thing is all about, you know, corporations are bad and all this kind of stuff. And so she's just doing this as, I mean, this is just another tactic in order to achieve a different end. I don't know that she's really up in arms about oil going away and all this other kind of stuff. It's just go after the corporations. And this is her way of doing it.
Yeah. Now, did you hear about Samsung and what they're going to do? They have chosen a city in Texas to build a $17 billion semiconductor chip factory to create 2,000 new jobs. And to that, I say kudos.
Well, sure, because Texas is also creating an environment where business would want to come to put in a $17 billion chip-making factory.
Well, you know what the deal is there, don't you?
What's that?
Number one, no corporate taxes on the people coming in with the industry for upwards to 10 years, sometimes even longer, and no state income tax for the workers. And those are the two big positives.
Well, that's all part of, that's how you plant seeds of success. That's how you plant seeds that will pay off later. They begin to grow when you plant seeds, and later on you get a huge sequoia tree or something. You know, but it takes time, and you have to be able to prime the pump on these things. Now, the average Democrat Party elite member would say, wait a minute, well, we got to tax that money now. We need that money now. We have to give it to AOC and Elizabeth Warren and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi now. And they don't care what's going to happen 10 years from now and build up an industry and have a larger tax base and all this other great stuff, because they're very short-sighted.
Now, there was some news a day or so ago about the weekly jobless claims plunging to a level not seen since 1969. Now, a lot of people would hear that and they'd go, oh my goodness, everybody's back to work. Well, if everybody's back to work, how come we're still looking for 7 million people to go to work?
And how come we still see, I see many stories a week about there was a note left on the door of the fast food place. Nobody showed up for work today.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And it is a Friday. You know, it's Green Friday. I mean, it's Black Friday. A lot of businesses are hoping they'll see a lot of green. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and First Lady Jill wished Americans a happy and closer to normal Thanksgiving. They recorded a Thanksgiving message, which they sent out on social media. Biden sent a special thanks to those who serve in the military.
As we gather together again, our table and our hearts are full of grace and gratitude for all those we love. And as Commander-in-Chief, I'm especially grateful to our service members and their families for the sacrifices to our nation.
The President also visited a Coast Guard station on Nantucket Island to extend Thanksgiving greetings virtually to service members around the world. Giant balloons once again floated in the streets of New York City, and spectators who were not allowed last year to watch due to the COVID-19 lined up once again at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade route. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's
800-998-7173.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Alrighty. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. As most of you already know, Relief Factor is something that I've been taking for well over 6 years now, and it's part of my integrated daily health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation and pain over the course of the day, because I used to take Mobic and Flexeril to keep the swelling down in my left foot, leg, and ankle, as well as to stop the pain in my back and my shoulder and my wrist and my leg. And I found an all-natural product that would do the same thing, which is 100% drug-free, called Relief Factor. Now, the natural ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support your body's natural response to inflammation, and it will lower or even eliminate pain by going straight to the source of the pain that you're having. Of course, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product, made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway. So, $19.95 is what it costs to start it on a 3-week quick start. $19.95. And all you have to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time. ReliefFactor.com/captain, and you try the 1995 3-week quick start. Because after all, Kyle, all you have to lose is pain, right?
That's exactly right.
Okay, now.
Well, you know something, Captain? We've been getting some messages as well.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Well, first off, we've got Richard the Marine. He's checking in, and we'll let you know what he said about the weather there in Portland. Not Portland, but on the central coast of Oregon here in the highway and byway report. Mm-hmm. But also we've got Leo in Miami checking in.
Yep.
Wishing us a happy Thanksgiving. Also Susan in Orlando. Also, Sally in Valdosta and Devin in Atlanta, all wishing a happy Thanksgiving. And, of course, a real happy Thanksgiving. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving
right
back at you.
And we appreciate the comments. Keep them coming. And you can do that by going over to the Facebook page and sending them to us that way, or go to the website, the Captain's America Third Watch, and send us a message that way. Now, there was a Facebook account that was linked to the parade-killing suspect that had a post on it calling for violence against white people. That account has been scrubbed. That post has been taken down. But it tells us a little bit more about the mind of this guy who intentionally mowed down six. Well, actually, I got a new number of injuries. 62 people were injured, and six of them were killed.
Yes, that's true. This Facebook account evidently not only called for violence against white people, their words, not ours, but also suggesting, again, their words, not ours, Hitler was right, quote-unquote, for killing Jews during the Holocaust. So this shows, Captain, that this particular posting and the person posting it has such hatred in their heart. That's completely out of the norm of what any normal person would ever feel or think or suggest. And so it just goes to show just how extreme this all becomes. And it's very distasteful, to say the least.
And I do know, I've read a lot about this, and I've actually talked to different law enforcement officers and a lot of corrections officers. One of my friends down in Sarasota that was a New York State corrections officer, and he says that these guys get radicalized when they go to prison because they've got the Muslim elements there, and they've got all the different gang elements in there, and they're forced to choose somebody over somebody else. And they become very radicalized.
They do. In addition, sometimes it can become a university of sorts for criminal behavior and so forth. But the recidivism of this individual, the fact that he actually tried to run somebody down with the Ford Escape a couple of weeks before his attack upon the parade is just heartbreaking. And it also shows that there's something wrong when you start going down this road of we need to make it easier for criminals to get right back on the street, we need to do all these kinds of things, only for some kind of political gain to say, you know, I'm very progressive or I'm very this or that. But now people have died, and what would people say to that?
Now, a conservative think tank called the National Center for Public Safety Research has filed a lawsuit in California against the state of California for their law forcing the appointment of minorities and LGBTQ people to corporate boards without having any prior experience as to what the job might entail, which doesn't sound right to me and under any circumstances that they would even consider that. But apparently California did pass a law a year or two ago organized by Black Lives Matter and Antifa put these people on these boards.
If I recall correctly, I think it had to do with publicly traded companies.
Right.
You're right. I mean, we know how it works out, Captain, when somebody with no experience, Hunter Biden, gets put on boards that they don't know what they're doing if they have no experience in the field and this kind of thing. A little bit of levity there, but in all seriousness, though, here comes the state again, trying to tell everybody exactly how to do business and so forth. I don't know that it really advances the idea of what could be commonly referred to as affirmative action or these kinds of things. I don't think it really actually advances that, what it does is it gives the lawmakers the idea to virtue signal and simply say, again, look how progressive we are, as opposed to creating an environment, Captain, where education is better, where people are encouraged, they're inspired, where, again, when we start learning about one another, when we start having better interactions and so forth, all these problems would begin to take care of themselves at the board level or whatever you want to call it. But it's the forcing of people into these things without any real rhyme or reason that I think actually does more damage.
Well, the defendant in the case is actually your Secretary of State in California, Shirley Weber, who was a radical left-wing academic before entering politics. She's being sued in her official capacity as the California Secretary of State. And until January of this year, the San Diego area Democrat was a member of the California State Assembly, where she championed a bill called AB 3121, which was the law creating a task force to develop proposals to pay reparations to blacks to compensate them for having ancestors a century and a half ago who were slaves.
Well, right. And I think that we're going to hear more about that kind of thing, you know, as we go, you know, continue on into the future. But when you have radical left ideas, they don't really seem to be looking to solve a problem other than to exacerbate or try to dredge up existing problems or old problems or problems that in many ways society is trying to address, unfortunately, it really only benefits those who really try to exacerbate these things, and it doesn't really make a lot of sense, I think, to the average person who says, well, why are you trying to get people to be at each other's throats? Because we've always tried to do the opposite with Dr. King, with civil rights, collectively the ideas that we're trying to advance. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't make any sense to folks who have no hatred in their heart.
Now, have you heard the latest with the squad and their supporters?
What about that?
They want to have Thanksgiving canceled. They're saying, oh boy, they're saying that America's holiday, Thanksgiving, promotes genocide and white supremacy. Their words, not mine.
Well, you know, this is typically would have been referred to as a fringe element, this kind of thing. I don't think we've ever, when I was growing up as a little boy or anything like that, this was never the connotation of Thanksgiving, was never genocide and white supremacy and this kind of thing. It never was. I don't think anybody across the highways and byways says, oh boy, it's Thanksgiving, it's time to celebrate white supremacy, you know, because again, they throw these things out there because they're simply trying to gain political power. They want to cancel everything that you say, do, think of, so that they can put something else in its place, so that they can now be the arbiters of whatever it is that you can even say that day. By the way, there won't even be any actual rules, because you'll know the rules every day.
Yeah.
You might have broken one.
Key word, they want to, but key answer, it ain't going to happen. We're not going to let them.
Right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more and our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Yeah, we got weather. Boy, have we got weather. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift. An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I've had a large mouth, fast bus mile, and a couple beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off, politicians lie, being fired by the ball. They take one hand. Count the things I can count on. No, there ain't much, man, that ain't ever let me down. Long neck high, stumping, never broke my heart. Like diamond rings and football teams. baby, fire in her eyes that drove me crazy. It was red tail lights when she left town. If I didn't know then, I sure know now. With long neck eyes, long beard, never broke my heart. Like a diamond rings, the football teams have torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just dawned on me. The parts in this guitar. Long neck eyes, cold beard, never broke my heart.
That's Luke Combs' Beer Never Broke My Heart. What do you think, Kyle?
Well, I like that one.
Yeah, that's got a good beat. You can dance to it. There's a lot of pretty girls in the video.
All right.
All righty. Well, I'm going to read this here little report, and then I'm going to turn it over to you. A storm will bring areas of heavy snow and gusty winds to northern New England, and boy, will it. And downwind in the Great Lakes, heavy lake effect snow, heavy rainfall from a series of systems will bring flooding, beach hazards, and potential for isolated landslides. And winds in Southern California and gusty winds in the Central Plains will keep the weather threats moving along. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Out west tonight, of course, we'll start in Southern California, where we see the Santa Ana winds continuing, but they have seemed to have dissipated, which is good, but they may still come back strong on Friday during the daytime, we understand. But at one particular point, Captain, out in a place called Rancho Cucamonga, they were clocking the winds at 70 miles per hour. So you want to be careful tonight, of course, too, if you're still heading over the Cajon Pass. Looks like we're not reading the high winds right now, but that could change at any moment, so please be careful. Hard freeze warning. This is going to be along Highway 14 in California, south of Edwards Air Force Base, and then also a freeze warning near San Luis Obispo up through Paso Robles on Highway 101, so be aware of that. Also, frost advisory up near Eureka in California. Now, Richard the Marine chimed in earlier to wish a happy Thanksgiving, but also to let us know 42 degrees and rain there from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. And we are reading, of course, rain showers in the Portland area, also around Seattle as well, where they're having a flood watch, Captain, where they might get some excessive rain in the Cascades, but this could lead to some minor flooding of the rivers and so forth. And it looks like rain in the forecast for Seattle for the next several days. Winter weather advisory up in northern Montana, also near northern Idaho as well. 4th of July pass right now. Looks like they're reading 42 degrees and rain for Friday, and maybe it looks like maybe some snow and so forth in the offering as we go through the next couple of days as well. High wind warning for our friends in Cheyenne and Laramie, Wyoming tonight, so be careful.
Well, here we go. The Upper Peninsula of Michigan, lake effect snow, both sides of the lakes up there. And it's also up in the northeastern corner around Green Bay in Wisconsin. You've got some snow in there. You've got some snow coming across right now over on the upper northern side of the mainland part of Michigan, over there in the northwestern corner. Maybe Traverse City might be getting a little bit right now. And then moving on, I'm going to stay along the Great Lakes here, moving along Lake Erie. You've got an area of snow that kind of jumps and moves around a little bit, starting just east of Toledo and then over east of Cleveland. Erie, Pennsylvania is getting snow right now as we speak. also across I-90 all the way to just outside Buffalo, right around Fredonia, and the northern part of Pennsylvania, inland from New York, about 25, 30 miles. You got about 50-mile patch of snow coming off the lake there right now, Lake Erie, plus inland right there around Ripley and Dunedin going over to Fredonia. It's in about 40, 50 miles. Now, you pick it up again around Rochester. It's going over towards Utica on I-90, the New York Thruway. It's also in Syracuse on I-81, goes all the way up to the Canadian line, all the way up to the bridge, Thousand Islands Bridge. And then you got snow all the way up to the northeastern quadrant of New York State right there on the Canadian line, the Quebec line. You have a winter storm warning up in that part of New York State tonight. You got snow all through the Adirondacks right now. So if you're going up and down I-81 or US 11 or New York 26 or the upper part of I-87, you're going to be in it north of the lake. And then the northern part of Vermont, snow. Northern part of New Hampshire, snow. The snow does come down right there towards the northern part of Massachusetts in the higher elevations of Vermont and New Hampshire. And then you've got snow all the way along the Canadian border into Maine, about 40, 50 miles, all the way up to the very northern, northeastern part of Maine, where you've got a winter storm warning up there as well. So be advised of that. Now, we also have our gale warning still on the Atlantic coast side from just about the Nova Scotia line all the way down to Cape May, New Jersey. That means we've got winds in there 35 to 40 miles an hour. North Carolina, you have some very unsettled weather conditions with the winds blowing across there right now tonight. Cold temperatures, too. Cold temperatures in the south. We do have a freeze watch and a frost warning for the bottom part of Georgia, also the bottom part of Alabama, to include Mobile, Pensacola, Florida, the Panhandle, Frank Silvato, where he's at, is going to be a little nippy today, and the southeastern corner of Mississippi as well. And we do have, for the next two or three days, a cold front that's coming across that's going to keep the morning temperatures a bit chilly in Florida. And right here where I'm at, tomorrow it'll be in the upper 40s, Kyle, and it'll be colder than that in the north. But we have got right now 58 degrees, and it's supposed to drop down to about 55 or so by morning right here. So that's what we got going on. Tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, please.
All right, folks, if you have not yet joined the Drivers Club, be sure to do so. The next time you pull into a Pilot or Flying J, you can join the Drivers Club right there on site. They'll have all the information you need. You can also go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. You can download their app, and you can join that way as well, and you can monitor your points, because you're going to find those points very, very helpful when you go back to buy something else at the Pilot or Flying J. So join today.
All righty. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back right after the break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be back with hour number two, and a lot of stuff going on, a lot more news for you. So don't go nowhere, and we'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 6078.